You ready? Call the Gage County Board of Supervisors to order at 8:46 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve a general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held February 26, 2020. Approve all claims through March 11, 2020 in the amount of $570,702.11. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve Register of Deeds fees report and district count, district court summary fee report for the month of February 2020. Approve and place on file the Adams Rescue 2019 annual report. Approve utility permit number 1149 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will be placing two new BD4s with stub pole and signs 2,450 feet south of Lilac Road on the South First Road. In the back edge of right-of-way and boring a new BFC-25-22 cable encased in 2-inch PVC, 5 foot below the bottom of the ditch and under the road for 50 feet to the east and 33 feet south to new BD4 pedestal to provide service to MPPD substation. Located in the northeast quarter section 15 and northwest quarter section 14, Township 3 North, Range 6 East, Riverside Township. Approve utility permit number 1150 to Diller Telephone. It will be plowing in approximately 5.5 miles of fiber, 24 count cable, 24 foot from center line of road, 5 foot below bottom of grader ditch. They will bore 3-inch diameter, 5 to 10 feet below road crossings, culverts and creeks. Cable will be encased in 1.25-inch smooth wall pipe. Telephone pedestals and vaults will be placed along inside of 33 foot right of way. Located in the northeast quarter section 5, Township 3 North, Range 8 East, Sherman Township, and the south side of section 32, 33, 34, 35, and 36, Township 4 North, Range 8 East, Philly Township, and southeast quarter 35 and southeast quarter 36, Township 4 North, Range 8 East, Philly Township. Approve specs and call for bids on culvert project C34 1087. E23 Paddock, 1151 North 18 Lincoln, 1152 North 18 Adams, 1153 East 3 Highland, 1154 East 19 Hooker, and 1159 North 23 Grant. Bids to be opened on April 8, 2020 at 9:15 a.m. Approved signing letter from State Auditor to conduct the fiscal year 2020 Gage County audit and authorized chairman to sign the letter. Moved by Bauman, second by Lytle. Any discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for the Board of Supervisors. Any public comment? Much quieter than last night. Committee reports. Building and grounds. Winter lights.
Dave.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Over at the detention center, we did order new LED lights for Northwest 6 cell block. We did it in Southwest 6 last year, so we're replacing all the lights all at one time in those jail cells, so now they have the LED lights. We were having trouble with the old lights as far as if they broke or anything. Lammel Plumbing, we did get the fifth, and hopefully that is the final draw for the new office at the Sheriff's Office. That came to $25,314. We're still $10,000 under the bid of what was put in, but we are still, I need to get a price on it, the small earlier, I know Todd was talking, he's trying really hard to, you know, just keep it a little over the $200,000. We did have a few changes. We missed the drywall on the north side of the office space and wasn't in the bid, and so that was an extra $1,500. And then there was a little additional cost also when we went with the card readers. The door frames had to be a special order cut in to where those the door strikes could fit into those. So otherwise, I mean, it's pretty well, the space is usable. I think everything's going good. I have not done the front counter yet. Just things like that need to be done yet. But otherwise, I think it's a pretty much done deal over there. Notice is coming here in just a little bit. We have a circulating pump that was starting to leak bad. Luckily, it's a nice warm day because we'll have to turn off the boiler and get the circulating pump. I don't know if it's the pump or the gaskets, but we ordered those last week. It was just a small drip up till yesterday when it started leaking really bad. So get that taken care of. Diode kind of gave me a heads up when they updated the we got a new computer for our door controllers and everything, and it did give us a lot of new updates. Each door has a controller above it, which is like a little mini computer. Some of those controllers didn't recognize all the updates. They're getting to be close to 10 years old now. So far, they did have to replace two of them, and hopefully the rest are working. But they are those are a pricey little item. They're about $600 per controller. So hopefully it's taken them all the updates. Diode said that he would also like to, when we set this up, we have added a lot of more doors over at the sheriff's and here at the courthouse. There's a lot of traffic, so they're going to try and separate this traffic so it's a lot quicker that way. And last thing I had, always sneaks up, lawn mowing bids. I did ask for three informal bids, which I did receive one. The other two I talked to, but they did not turn in a bid. This would be for the 2020-2021 lawn mowing for mowing and fertilizer. I forgot to put it on the agenda for approval, so I will put that on the next committee meeting's approval. So it should be in good shape there.
How long did it take to get the glass repaired in that door?
Excuse me. That was very quick. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That was high speed.
Glass, I was on vacation, so Rosie dealt with it. She did a good job. We had it's the east handicap door. When it's really windy, I think the south doors got open, which caused a big rush of air to come in, and it just blew that east door open and shattered the glass. So we did put some different panel of glasses. We're looking into a better way of preventing that from happening again. That swing arm is set pretty tight.
Well, and Rosie talked to me, and the material that you put in there now won't shatter and break like that glass did before.
Right, it would break, but it would still all stay in the right place. Yeah, so. That's what I have. And then as far as we're treating this coronavirus, just like when a flu comes, we're trying to spend some extra time just wiping down everything with a disinfectant as we can. Go from there.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Anything else for building and grounds? Equalization.
We're equal.
Finance and insurance.
Large item. The Actors Community Hospital inmate medical, $10,135.83. Fry, Crazy, and Associates Security for Trial, $12,750. Summit Food Service, J. O'Neill's, $14,899.68. Beatrice, Concrete, Sand and Gravel for Rocks, $11,231.25. Manelli Wagner Associates,
Could you help him a little bit?
All right. Engineering consulting, $33,669.48. Lamo Plumbing Incorporated, Sheriff's West Garage remodel, $25,314. The funds were pulled out of the inheritance fund.
Anything else for finance and insurance? Human resources.
We did have another discussion on employee matters. Just left one today, probably.
Law enforcement, emergency management.
Sounds good.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start, first of all, on emergency management side. As emergency managers for the state of Nebraska, we've been asked to kind of evaluate all the MOUs that are in place as they deal with coronavirus and so forth. Some of the institutions have reached out to us already as they prepare for if they have to shelter in place and those sorts of things and getting their resources there. So there's, as we know, there's a lot of public concern. This morning I did talk to a supply company. We're preparing for the nationals at the fairgrounds, and so that got moved up to Thursday and Friday. So this morning I was trying to get hand sanitizer and so forth. And so those stockpiles are gone. And so we're all scrambling, you know, to find some of those suppliers to serve the public. And so those are things that some of the people, especially the institutions, are dealing with right now too. So as we move forward through that process, as you know, the coronavirus information continually changes, you know, probably hourly. But today we have a meeting at the hospital with the city officials as we work on the preparedness part of what could or what may happen. So just to give you an update on that.
Are you including BSDC in those meetings?
Yes, they are one of them that are requesting. The state had to actually ask them about their food plan, and they reached out to us to be active in that food plan and reinforce if they have to shelter in place.
Okay, and Mosaic also?
Mosaic is in the process of it. So, but yeah, all of them have continuance operation plans, and so we'll do our best to offer what we can. But quite truthfully, they have these plans in place. It's just a matter of if they need resources, how can we help as a county towards them? So one of the other things as we look at protecting our rural fire departments, dispatchers are now asking a lot of those preempt questions before if they're in response, such as if they are a patient is coherent, dispatchers are being instructed to ask the patient if they can, have you been anywhere, are you coughing, are you sneezing, so that way that instruction can also go through the radio system before they, you know, respond to that activity. So most all of them are handling, they have protocols in place, but they're reinforcing those protocols. So
and you're working with Samaritan Springs and with some of those areas also?
I have not placed those calls yet. I'm sorry, Denny, but I have not personally placed those calls yet to them. But if they call forward and need information, we will do that for sure.
They've got a lot of people in those facilities. And
yes. I suspect we'll learn more from the hospital meeting today as far as how the outreach program with the hospital is also doing so. So I might have more information for you later this afternoon if you want to check back. So on the zoning side, I know that we have the consent agenda that you have on your, or not consent, but the resolution for Crawford's. We've heard no other response, you know, in terms of concerns or even people that are asking questions on our part. So as you know, last night we had our meeting. We did decide that we need a bigger room, you know, for sure. So, and just be better accommodating to the public so that they can interact as best that they can and see everything. So as we move forward in the special hearing process for the amendment, we will address those. So
I think you'll need a much bigger room because from what I have heard, people are just hearing about it, you know, in the last week or two. So it'll be a much bigger crowd next time.
Okay. other than that, I have nothing else, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Thank you for all you're doing, Lisa.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. I haven't put as much as Lisa had. Just a couple things. The training we had last week for Phil Chalmers was pretty well attended. We had around 200, considering we were competing with the girls' basketball tournaments. We did pretty well. It was an eye-opener. I've had a couple people approach me. They'd like to try to see if they can't get the full-day training here and chip funds together on that from a couple of entities. Here down there in the near future, so hopefully get that done because that would be a bigger eye opener yet for full day training. So that was, I was pleased with that. As Elise alluded to, supplies are dwindling quickly because of the coronavirus. I instructed my purchasing officer yesterday to start stocking up, and we go through gloves, boxers every week. So we're gloves, masks, disinfectants. We're doing what we can to stock off. We have that. Starting yesterday, I approved a protocol for coronavirus for those coming into jail. They'll take a little bit longer in the booking process before they can get into the facility, but if they're arrested and brought in, they'll have to go through the questionnaire. And then if they meet, I think it's two out of four questions are answered positive, then we'll contact medical and kind of go from there. So just trying to gear up and be prepared in case something does happen. So.
Now, in other areas, they've asked the Nebraska National Guard to help as far as some of those issues are concerned. Have you communicated with our National Guard?
For supplies?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we haven't yet. I'm going to see how it turns out today on how we're going to handle things. We'll probably start looking at a lot of things like that, trying to come up with resources. Because you can imagine, we have quite a variety of clientele coming through my facility. So I try to have a lot of those protective devices in place and clean supplies. So. We'll see how it turns out, I guess.
Any questions for the sheriff? Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Jurgens, Road and Bridge.
One of the items under discussion are coming up, so no need to beat a dead horse. Rock and gravel bids, rock bids. John, once again, asked about Blue Spring Bridge engineering replacement. Over the county assisting with the replacement. Other people complaining about township roads.
And the one comment I would make on the minutes is it says I asked the rock from Hard Rock Quarry be used in my area of the county, and I'm fine with that, but what I really asked was that we take into consideration the mileage and the fact that we don't haul it up the blacktops to the northeast part of the county on our county blacktops.
Thank you for the clarification, Mr. Hill. All right, we will move on to receiving recommendation from the Highway Superintendent on the rock and gravel bids. Mr. Engel.
I recommend accepting all bids for the rock and gravel and all bids for the delivering of the rock and gravel for the March 11, 2020 through March 10 of 2021. Beatrice Sand and Gravel was the only bid we received for gravel. The Powell pit price is $12.95 per ton. The Alexandria pit is $13.15 per ton. We had three companies bid the trucking for the hauling of the township gravel. Beatrice Sand and Gravel, Rock On, and RL Team and Construction Incorporated. Rock On was the lowest bid for the trucking of gravel out of the Powell pit for all but three townships and was tied with Team and Construction on one township. Team and Construction was low bid on the remaining three townships. Rock On was low bid for trucking gravel from the Alexander pit for all the townships. And on this, I recommend giving trucking to the low bidder on gravel out of the Powell pit first and the Alexander pit second if the Powell pit does not have gravel available to be hauled. We had two companies bid for supplying rock, Neanderthal Concrete out of the Sites Quarry and Hard Rock Quarry. Hard Rock Quarry had the low pit price on basically all the crushed rock and crushed run rock. $16 a ton was on all the inch and a half down through the 2-inch low price. Beatrice Concrete, they were come in at $16.90 a ton on 3- and 5-inch rock, and riprap 6-inch and above at $13.40 a ton on that. So, in one note, the Hard Rock Quarry, their pit price was the same as last year. They did not raise the price on that. So, on that.
And our gravel prices were up like 5.5% to 6%, I think.
Yes, let's see. 75 cents per ton is what the Alex and the Powell pit went up from the year before.
Thank you. Any questions for Galen? Thank you. I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the rock and gravel bids and the recommendation of the highway superintendent.
I'd like to make a motion to approve rock and gravel bids as stated by Galen previously. And leave it at that.
Second.
Moved by Jergen, second by Dorn. I'm going to abstain on this since I have ownership in the one rock quarry. Any discussion on this? Vote. 6 in favor of team and abstaining. Approve or disapprove resolution for special use permit number 2020-1 for placement of an assembly agricultural building to be located in the southeast quarter through section 6 in Lincoln Township. Moved by Lyle. Second by Bauman. We've discussed this. You have the information in front of you. Is there any further discussion on this assembly building?
Resolution 20-05.
This is resolution 20-05. Seeing no discussion, I'd ask you to vote. 7 in favor. Resolution 20-05 passes. Thank you, guys. Approve or disapprove general utility easement between the City of Beatrice and Gage County on a tract of land located in Section 33, Township 4 North, Range 6 East. This is a water easement. Galen went over that with us the other day. It's on an old piece of UP ground. They are going to be doing some work there. So does anyone have any questions? Galen reviewed this for us a couple weeks ago.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle, second by Bauman. Seeing no discussion, vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Roger, did you, since you had almost 2 minutes. Anything else for the good of the order?
Over there.
If not, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn at 9:10 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Vote. 7 in favor. We are adjourned at 9:10.
It's a miracle.